All right, we're going to go ahead and open the meeting back up. We ended our executive session at 6:14. Opening back up, time now is 6:16. With that, I would like to make a motion to go back into open session.
Second the motion.
Aye.
Aye.
And the third vote cannot be here because she had to be excused from the meeting.
Okay, 6:16, we went back in.
It ended 6:14. We came back in at 6:16. Right, and with that, we're going to go ahead and move on to our last action item, I, presentation on staff recommendations for the 2021-2022 school year. And then adding some positions.
Sorry. Romero seconded that one?
Yeah.
Okay. 6:16. All right. My recommendations on the staff, I do have a meeting yet tomorrow, but generally speaking, of it, my recommendations are that we would, those people that have chosen to come back, I recommend that we bring them back. I am looking at possibly moving a staff member or two to different positions. What I'm hoping for is to really work on having a cohesive team. And I want to have two teachers at each level that will work together and will work together and for the kids. And so, we have maybe a couple of areas where we don't necessarily, I don't care that they go out to McDonald's and hug each other and invite each other over for Christmas, but I do want us to get along and work together. And so I think I can make a change or two, move somebody to a different position here or there, and make them a better teacher, because I think sometimes you need to be challenged after a few years. And when we hire a position and a person that's going to fit into that other position and make both units good. So that's my goal, and there may be one or two people that we move around a little bit. That's what I'm looking at. I have not talked to those people because I want to make sure everything went through tonight, but that's in my next 10 days. Also, for your information, I am going to go to colleges when I'm visiting my in-laws. It's called my sanity time. And I'm going to be going to two teachers' colleges in Fargo and Moorhead. And I'm going to be talking to a bunch of people that have already graduated or will be graduating that are education graduates. And I'm going to not only have our jobs to talk to them about, but some of the area schools that are looking for teachers. Also ask if they could send some of their openings with me when I go, in case we find some people. So, with that said, that's my plans. So I don't have any plans at all. The only thing that I have there is that falling into that grant that we talked about, the ESSER II, is that we would add a technology aid. And right now, we're fortunate. We have four people that are very good with technology, and they're different levels of what they're good at. Some, specialize, some in Macs and some in Dells and some kind of with everything and some with sound. And so with us going with those TVs and adding more computers and the ability for us to use that money that's there to hire an extra person to help the teachers. So not only do we have the training, but we also have the actual technological help for them. My recommendation would be that we open up a position and we interview for a technology aide. And that would be a full-time position, maybe between 32 and 40 hours a week. And we would use that ESSER II money. And in all likelihood, it would be a 1 or 2 year position. And then we'll see if we need it, because that ESSER II funding would be gone after 2 years. The other thing that I'm working on, and if I am able to secure this grant, I'd like to get your permission ahead of time. I'm working on an SEI grant where we can go out and hire one or a couple of part-time teachers that are going to teach just ELL kids, at least pull out and work with certain kids, and we can get their money and their benefits paid back through this SEI grant. And We need to be applying for it. It doesn't look like there's going to be any other funding out there, but this could get us maybe a full teacher and their benefits. And so it's just one more thing we can do for our kids, because our kids need as much help with English language as we can get. So if I secure that grant, I want to just get you to approve. If you feel better about waiting until the April meeting, it's only a couple of weeks away, but that's my plan. I'm going to be working on the SEI grant as well before that. So I'm hoping to know that grant closes May 3rd. And my concern is, of course, if we wait until, you know, June and July to hire, there's just not a lot left out there. So I want to, once I know that our grant is done, it's done correctly, and it's going to be accepted, I'd really like to get out there and find somebody. So you can tell me to wait, and I can wait until the April meeting.
Is it in the action item?
It is. It just says there will new positions. This will include an ELL teacher, likely part-time position covered by an SEI grant.
Okay,
so if I don't get the SEI grant, we can't hire that person, and I know that. So what I would ask is that you approve the SEI position upon us getting the grant, and you approve the technology aid position to be taken out of the ESSER 2 funds.
Yeah. I can just make a motion to approve the whole action item.
That's fine, because I'm not going to hire him if I don't get that grant.
I feel comfortable with other people.
I feel comfortable because you're going to do it if you get it.
If I get it, right. Yeah, well, you know how cheap we are in the office anyway. I mean, we don't even give them letters anymore for their paychecks. So, I mean, you know, we keep the envelopes. So, you know, we're pretty tight. But, yeah, no, if we get that grant, then I want to go after somebody because it will help us. Okay. It will help our teachers.
When do you think we're going to have approximately all of the contracts?
My honest hope is that I'm going to have contracts offered for everything but that SEI position by the next board meeting.
Okay.
Because we've interviewed two teachers already. I would say one of them I would put in the excellent category. The other one I would say we could use.
Okay.
Good, great person. It depends on the fit of what it is. So, and that person actually has ELL and math backgrounds, so it's possible. So there are some things there. So adding the reading and math specialist, which you already voted on, a technology aid position, and if we get the SEI grant, we would add an ELL teacher to whatever we can get funded. If we get a full teacher funded, we'll hire a full teacher.
I would like to make a motion to approve action item I.
Second the motion.
Aye.
I got to change it to 2. Okay. All right.
And then the last item is the superintendent's report.
All right. Pretty short. So I gave you a copy of the tough shed that we ordered. It's a barn type. It's going to be as close to the exterior of these buildings as I can get. I don't know what color it is on these buildings. I told them it's kind of a pinkish red champagne color. I don't know. So what they did was they gave us the closest color they could get to it. It's a barn shape. There is a picture in here a little bit that kind of gives you, somewhere. Thought there was a picture. I don't know.
Sure.
It didn't come in this one. Okay, it's a little barn shape. It's 10 by 12. It's about 12 feet high. And when you walk into the door at 7 feet above the door at 7 feet, there's a loft. And that loft generally is 4 feet. We extended it. I asked the money person if we could spend an extra $80-some and extend it to 6 feet. And so Donna said, yeah, go ahead, because our plan is to take these beautiful things that they look gorgeous, but I mean, you know, it's just we have these and we have a bunch in Charlie's room, and we need to get them out of here. So we would put them up on top, and then we'd use the bottom for chemical, and machine storage.
Where are you going to put this barn at?
Oh, it is going to be right behind the kitchen, right where you walked in, where your hair went, woo, right around that corner. It'll come right off of there. It'll be, it's like 10 or 12 feet from the electrical, and it's in basically about a foot and a half from the corner of the fence. So when you walk out, it's like right there.
Okay.
It'll be in the back, in the kitchen. The stuff will be from the kitchen and the custodians, so we felt that was the best place to put it, and it won't get in the way of the deliveries because it's going to be on this side. And we'll still be able to open that other door, and we'll have about a 2 or 3 foot walkway to get through there. But the door on that side opens fully, and the truck usually delivers through there anyway. So they will be here Wednesday the 7th at 7 a.m., well, between 7 and 10 a.m., and they set it up themselves. They build it, and they're usually done in 3 or 4 hours. So it looks, if you go to, I can just say, if you go to the Home Depot over in Sierra Vista, if you stop in there and look at the barn shape one, and it's kind of great. And that's the exact thing, except ours is a 6 foot loft instead of a 4 foot loft. So, hey, we're getting close to delivering all the things we talked about doing last year, and all we need is a washer and dryer, and we're there. So, this is very nice. It's all treated, termite treated, the whole nine yards. It's steel beams on the floor. So we were going to put it up on 4-inch cement blocks, and the lady said, you don't have to put it up on 4-inch cement blocks if you don't want it too high. And as long as it's 12 foot 6 or below, we don't have to have a building permit. Save another $60-some dollars. And so it's 12 foot 6. So it can't get any better than that. So if we had put it on that 4-inch beams, we would just have had to not let Donna take the real tape measure out to measure it. So I feel better. It's legal, and that was good. I added one thing to my report, and that's that the auditor has asked us to extend our audit time. Donna will be writing a letter to the state asking them to kick that can down the road a little bit so that we are able to, is it after the 30th? So the 31st of April or whatever. So get an extra 30 days. And that's all right. We had our preliminary audit report. Our preliminary audit report looks amazingly better than it has looked for the last 2 years. I didn't go home and not sleep all night and cry most of the time. And the guy actually had some very good compliments. So I would say all the things that we worked on, Donna's done a very good job to get that cleaned up. It's looking way better, way better. I mean, we're going to have a couple of findings. You're always going to, but nothing like we've had the last 2 years. So I think it's been a huge improvement. On my report, the first thing I had was the SR2 funding, but since I've already talked about it, I don't want to go back and reiterate it. The only other thing there that we have talked about, and I didn't put it on here to vote, may bring it back to you in April, is that other business position, your business office position, bring in someone in that we would probably have do payroll and then help with filing and probably some of the accounts payable things. And that's kind of when you look around at the other ways when there's more than one business person in the business office, that's kind of how they have it broke down. So if we're able to do that after we get all this done and we see. And then what we need to do is look at this SR2 and SR3 money, see how that is all coded out, what we can use it for. That may be a position you take out of the M&O with all the money you're saving out of M&O by using it from the SR.
Didn't we vote on that already?
We didn't vote that we would hire somebody. I don't remember. I have to go back and look. I didn't think we voted that we would hire. We had that discussion in a superintendent report.
Okay.
I had planned on doing it, but I had so many things in here tonight that we wanted to hire, and I want to make sure tomorrow with the SR3 money or the ARP money, is what they're calling it, recovery plan, exactly how we can use that money. So I want to make sure we're good. But that would be, to me, I'm looking at that as a 6 to 8 hour a day position. It would be, it would include benefits. And we would go out and find somebody, and then for me, my hope is that as we move along, Donna and getting this person involved with ASPO, they could start learning the school finance thing, because Donna and I look like spring chickens, but the only one that might beat us out the door is Julie, okay? And so I want to make sure that we do not have anything happen to this district like happened a few years ago when the business manager and the superintendent leave, and nobody knows exactly how to do anything and where everything's at. So I want to make sure we're covered there. So that's another reason I think that position is important. So I think there's plenty of people that we could get out there that we could train that way, especially when you can come into a job and get benefits and, you know, be in the $20,000, $25,000 range somewhere in there. I think that's a pretty good position. So let's see. The Title III funding, if we are able to hold on to any of that Title III funding, we're going to use it for the OLS conference next year. That's the ELL conference, taking people, getting them there and getting them involved in some of the sessions to find out how can they reach their ELL students better. It's a very good conference. They didn't have an issue because everything was, you know, COVID. So we're hoping that will work out for us. The grant writing workshop I already told you about. And the SEI grant I told you about. So the only other thing is Julie's Thunder, but it's the E-rate grant that's due this Thursday. Julie's working on it. We have, and she can tell you more, I believe I'm going to say it right, but we have a couple of access points that we need to get. We have one or two switches we need to get, and then there is also a part in the computer room right by between my office and...
together right now, so we want to replace it. And it's expensive enough that it's a good
E-rateable. Okay. So the E-rate is so that we can, they'll give us the money and we don't have to spend our own money. So we're always trying to look that way. That's why I think this grant workshop is really important for us. We do everything we can with the grants that everybody knows about. It'd be nice to find some of the grants that not everybody's applying for. I also want to put a plug in for some of our teachers who have gone out and done GoFundMe pages and what's that one? Donor one. I can't remember what it's called. Something donor.
Yeah.
There's a couple of them out there where they actually have donors that will buy things for you, and they've applied and put things in. Miss Stone's gotten a couple. Miss Bruno, I think, has gotten 3 grants. There was a teacher, $250 teacher grant. I think Miss Torres and Miss Bruno both got that this year. I think there's somebody else, I don't remember, maybe Montalvo or who. Somebody else has applied for another one of those GoFundMe or Donors Choose is what it's called. So any of those programs that we can get teachers to do, they're great. They might take a little longer, but you don't have to pay for it. I mean, there are people out there that will pay for it, especially when they find out you're from a small rural district, you know, high poverty, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, we're just going to keep throwing that tin can out there and banging it and hoping we can bring more money home. And everything, every penny that we're able to bring in is just going to help us spread what money we have in the M&O. And our goal is actually to build the M&O up, because we know that in 3 years when this funding's gone, we're going to be right back to just what we get for our student. And student funding's not very good. So we don't know the impact yet of that Proposition 208 that passed. It sounds like they're shooting holes in it, and so some of that money's being chiseled away. So I don't know what we're going to get with that. I'm hopeful that it comes through. The handbook is here. I really would like you guys to look at the handbook. If you see something in there that you would like to talk about that maybe we need to change, because honestly, 90% of this handbook has not been changed probably since Mr. Fracco started as superintendent. Maybe before that. I don't know. Ms. Morgan have a better knowledge of that. And then on here, this beautifully colored chart that I made for you is all of our state testing for the ACM2. So we have 2 weeks full, basically, of testing, and then we'll be done. And then we only have the science test left to do now coming up, and then we have the NWEA testing. Yeehaw! So...
Can we talk about what we talked about earlier, the stipends?
Oh,
stimulus.
Yeah. part of the ESSER II funding, okay? Part of the ESSER II funding relates to the ability for schools to give retention stipends, okay? And that means any... Now, from the superintendents that I talked to, and I didn't ask this question today, but last week when we talked about it, they are planning on retention stipends versus salary raises. Many of them are not going to offer maybe a 2% salary increase or less, but then they're going to give a $500 to $1,000 retention bonus to any teacher that stays. They're doing teachers. Donna looked at it and checked it out. We actually have the ability to give a retention bonus to any employee that stays. And I think it would be really nice to do whatever we do for all employees. The maximum is $1,000. Some people are going to give a $1,000 retention bonus and give a 1% raise. I'd like to beat it somewhere in the middle, get to 2.5% raise, 3% maybe. I don't know if we can do it, but maybe. The problem with that is, of course, that goes down the road every year. What I'd like to do is I'd like to be able to give a retention bonus this year and next year. Something that you come back and you stay. It's just a bonus for the people that come back. Obviously, the new people kind of get screwed over a little bit, but I've got a few things that I want to bring out probably at our April board meeting about that. So I'd like to, that's where I'd like to go with it. I want to take all the numbers and look at where we're at. Again, we'll take that $90,000, whatever the amount actually is, and then when we get that set amount, then we can come back and we can look at who do we hire as teachers, so where are they coming in, how much is it going to cost us, take that, add it to the $90,000, what do we have left in this account for 1 year, and then what can we afford? Can we afford $750? Well, then heck, let's give $750. But if $750 is going to make it more difficult for us to do what we wanted to do with who we want to hire, then maybe it's $500. I don't know what the number is. Right now, I've said $500 to Donna. And I just think that's a kind of right there in the middle number that gives you something, but it's not going to deplete that. Because again, my goal with that $483,000 is I want something that's going to last as long as we can get it to last. And I don't, $500 will help make some people feel a little bit better, and then some people will be mad because they didn't get more. Yeah. If it's all right with the board.
Does that include the staff?
No, that is just a bonus for everybody who comes back. It doesn't have anything to do with your pay salary or anything.
Okay.
It would be like 301 or Indian Gaming or something like that. You would still get taxed on it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, of course.
But I mean,
everybody, if Donna's right, and we can do that. Okay, if Donna's not right, I'll let you know Donna's wrong. But if Donna's right and everybody can get one, I feel everybody should get the same bonus. And I mean, I get, teachers have gotten more education, whatever. I just think it's a bonus for coming back, and it was a horrible year, and we all made it, and we're a team, and team is together, and this is what we're at. So whatever we can do, I think we do. I just don't know if it's 500, if it's 750, is it 600, is it 900, is it 1,000, I don't know. I know the top amount is $1,000.
And it's going to be for everybody, including, well, the goal is for everybody, including custodians,
not
just teachers.
I personally believe every employee we have, whether they're part-time or full-time, should get the same bonus.
Okay.
And I know there are going to be people that are going to be mad about that, too. But you know what? I know people that, if they found a $20 bill in the parking lot, would be mad because it wasn't a $50. So, hey, you know what? We're going to do what we can for everybody, but I want a team. I want everybody to know. And everybody, it was a tough year. It doesn't matter who you were. It was a tough year.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, I would say, in general speaking, I feel like when people needed to step up, they stepped up. We've been short in every possible area. And when people had to step up, they did. And so I think that's just a little thank you. And again, depending upon what the amount is, even if it's $1,000, it's not like, oh, wow, I'm rich, I don't have to go to work tomorrow. I think it's more of a, we appreciate you type of bonus. That's, I think, what they need. So.
Cool. Nothing else. So we're going to set the next meeting for April 13th?
I'd like to set it for April 13th, so we're ahead of the April 15th deadline on some things. So, you know, it's only 2 days ahead, but it gives us a little time. The other thing is, if there's a need for a special meeting, I would slide one in there, and that would mainly be for employment purposes. Like, if I want to get four teachers offered contracts, and I'm worried somebody else is going to hire them, we might have to have a meeting as the barista drives to work one morning. I'll try not to make it too early.
And I don't have Mondays off anymore.
You mean when I show up there, I'm not going to walk in and there's nobody at your seat? Goodness gracious.
Well, I don't know if there's anybody going to be there. Yeah.
So I'm good with April 13th.
I'm fine.
Okay.
All right. And an update for my situation. I go report to Customs and Border Protection on the 26th of April.
What the?
And I'm scheduled to go to the academy May 10th. However, I will still be, the plan is to still be part of the meeting. I took a Chromebook. I was able to get a Chromebook. It was a Chromebook, right?
Yep.
And I'll be using that to attend the meeting.
Did you sign for it?
Huh?
Did you sign for it?
Yes.
I don't know. I left alone with Rodriguez and Valdez. I don't know.
As of right now, it's
going to
be.
You're going to Georgia.
As of right now, it's going to be in Georgia, and I will be signing in using Google Classroom. But that is subject to change.
As everything else is.
Yeah. So we'll just go ahead and play that by ear, or I'll just keep you guys informed. And with that, I would like to go and make a motion to adjourn at 6:43.
Second that motion.
Aye.
Aye.
All righty.